message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Amusan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
Verses, then we spoke basically about prayer. We separate prayer of faith, as it relates with another kind of prayer that we tempt prevailing with God or having power with God. We spoke about how that there's an instance where you pray once or you make affirmations or declarations to situations. We call it the prayer of faith. In this kind of prayer, you're speaking to situations, not to God. But there's another kind of prayer where you tarry, you stay in there until you get a note of victory. So this second service now, I want to throw light more on something very powerful. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Colossians. Turn in your Bibles, everyone, to the book of Colossians 1. Colossians 1 and verse 12. Colossians, give it to me in the King James Version. Colossians 1 and verse 12. He says, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet. The word meet there means qualified. Which has made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance in the saints of light, in light. Verse 13. Now, go back to verse 12. Now, he's talking about God. He says, giving thanks unto the Father. So, it is that same Father, all right, who has made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, this happened at salvation. Verse 13. That same Father who had made us, who has delivered us, past tense. He has catapulted us from the power of darkness, that means the rule, the domain of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, or the son of his love. There is agape. So now, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So you can see the context here speaks about our reality at salvation. So it says we've been delivered. The context is salvation. You see, we're talking about context. The context is salvation. So now, it's very important that as a Bible student, you must not drag something or a truth out of proportion. So, for instance, in the charismatic, you know, our title is Semantics, Context, and Charismatic Deniers. So we have people who take the scripture and say, well, we've been delivered from the power of darkness, so a Christian does not need deliverance. There is no such thing as deliverance. It's not true. You just, when you preach on deliverance, that a Christian does not need deliverance, make sure, all right, you are talking in context. Make sure you put the context right. The context is salvation. A believer does not need to be saved again. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I mean, I'm going to show you just a few scriptures, then we pray. I'm just trying to teach now. 2 Thessalonians 3, quickly. 2 Thessalonians 3. This is Apostle Paul, alright, and he's asking that the church in Thessalonica prays for him. Literally, he was asking that they should pray that he be delivered. Look at it. 2 Thessalonians 3, and verse 1. The Bible says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Verse 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. See, there are wicked men. I have taught you in this series. So thank God this is the sixth part. Listen, faith is not denial of fact. But faith is the denial of that fact from denying you of the essence of your existence, or to determine your existence. There are wicked men who would not let the will of God prosper in your hands. And you don't have to take it lightly. They are human beings who have yielded their emotions, their will to the devil, in opposition to see the will of God prosper in your hands. There are people like that. So Paul is asking the church in Thessalonica that they should pray for him, that they will be delivered. Delivered? I thought a Christian need no more deliverance. Aha, you get the point. The context must be clear. He is not praying that they should pray for his salvation in that sense of being sealed from darkness into light. Amen. Because at one point, he also asked a particular church to pray for him, that there will be supply of the Spirit and that it might turn into his salvation. Salvation, again, there in context, has a separate meaning from being saved from sin. Because the context of Colossians 1:13, it says, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. So salvation from sin, deliverance in that context, a believer does not need it anymore. But the believer ought to ensure that he stays in faith, trusting God for deliverance. Look at what the Bible says here. Let me show it to you in the book of 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians 1. Because we're looking at semantics, context, and charismatic deniers. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 8. He says, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant. Now, this is Paul talking to the church in Corinth, and I want you to pay attention to this. He says, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia. So Paul had troubles. And he says, look, we won't keep you ignorant about our troubles. We won't get you into deniers about it. He now says that we were pressed out of pressure, out of measure, above strength. Now, this is Paul talking. In so much that we despaired even of life. Look, at one point, Jesus was so much having emotional pressure that the Bible said, Jesus said, look, my soul troubleth me even unto death. But thank God, Jesus knew what to do. He told the disciples, he says, wait with me here. I will go yonder. And the Bible says, he went a stone throw away and bowed himself and prayed. So, Christians go through things. And Christians will be faced with things as long as you are in this world. Look at Paul here. He says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead. Do you understand what Paul is saying? Paul is saying we had sentence of death. That means every day we don't know what will befall us the next day. Because we are right here now preaching the gospel in a place where, you know, the people don't like us to preach the gospel and they might kill us. So we live daily expecting death, but we trust in God. Now, look at how he explains trusting in God. Go to verse 9. Verse 9. But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead. Now, that same God who raised the dead. Verse 10. Who delivered? Somebody say delivered. Delivered. Say it louder. Who delivered us from so great a death? And doth deliver. Continuous tense. That means he delivered. He will keep delivering us. In whom we trust that what? He will yet deliver us. Oh, do you understand that? Give it to me from the Message translation. You and your prayers are part. I go back a little more. You come and you're too fast. That's verse 11, right? Verse 10. Okay. And he did it, rescued us from certain doom. And he will do it again, rescuing us as many times as we need rescuing. Shout amen, somebody. Amen. God has delivered you. He is delivering you. He will yet deliver you. Can I not be given to that? Amen. Get your context right. Because you see, somebody is wondering, will I need deliverance in the future? Yes, 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 1,000 times, yes. Especially if you are, look up everybody. Especially if you are on the track for God.
If you are on track for God, Satan is going to come after you. So, what do you need then? You have to trust in God to deliver you. I mean, in the book of Acts 12, let me show you. Acts 12. I'm just going to show you scripture, then we're going to take time to pray. Acts 12. And verse 5. Verse 5. Acts 12, verse 5. He says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church. For him, prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Next. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly! The Bible says, and his chains fell off from his hands. Verse 8. And the angel said unto him, Guard thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought that he saw a vision. So he thought he was having a dream. When God delivered Zion, they were as them that were in dream, right? Oh, he thought it was a dream. He thought his deliverance was a dream. Now let's go to verse 11. Now when verse 10, when they were past the first place. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came into one iron gate that led into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. This is a prophetic. I prophesy, doors of their own accord will open unto you. Of their own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Verse 11. And when Peter was come to himself, that means after, you know, all those things happened to him like a dream, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod. I want us to read this verse 11 together, everybody. Verse 11, louder as much as you can. 3, 2, go. And when Peter was come... Nah, I didn't like that. That's not loud enough. I want us to read louder as much as you can. 3, 2, go. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people... Every expectation of people contrary to the expectation of God concerning you is aborted today. Amen. So there is such a thing as that. There is such a thing as that. So what I'm going to do today is this. Please, I want you to project those my scriptures I give to you. All right? Can we project it? Now. Praise God. Open to Psalms 34. So it's a prophetic meeting. So I'm just going to read some scripture to you. We'll read it together. Psalms 34. Hallelujah forevermore. Psalms 34 and verse 7. He says, The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivers them. Say, I'm delivered. I'm just going to read it all through, all right? Then they'll project, then we'll all read together. Amen. And then we'll close. Praise God forevermore. Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Verse 15, Isaiah 54, verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Can I have a big amen to that? Verse 14. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. 41 and verse 11. Oh, glory to God. Masko frekte prelo hosto suprehelemetis. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Amen. Give me Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5 and verse 12. Job chapter 5 and verse 12. He disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Masking drokrektiko paskis. Krenroki telebrako sufrakite. I stand as a prophet of God. I said, every crafty devices is disappointed. And their arms will not perform their enterprise. Verse 13. Verse 13. Mangro frectis calibrocte pesto sute. Verse 13. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. I say the counsel of the crafty is carried headlong. Verse 14. They meet with darkness in the daytime. Ha 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 ha. Combroski teli frecto suto. Lemdo roboco. In the daytime, they will meet in darkness. That means confusion will be their experience. And they will grope in the noonday as in the night. Psalms 23. Psalms 23. Psalms 23 and verse 4. Oh, Samahana Manikin Pelicite. Yeah! Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Say, I'm comforted. I'm comforted. I am kept. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Now, hear what God says to you. Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31. And verse 6. Thus said the Lord, Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. It will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen forevermore. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Nahum chapter 1. Nahum or Nahum, whichever way you want to call it. Nahum chapter number 1. Fraxte si frecto prokiteles. Nahum chapter number 1 and verse 7. He says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. See, in the book of 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, the Bible says, of God, who is made unto us in Christ wisdom, righteousness, redemption, and sanctification. The word redemption there is from the word lutro. It's the Greek word is lutro, and it means redance. Somebody say redance. Say it again. Say redance. That means deliverance. That means it will rid you of every trouble. I said it will rid you of every trouble.
Praise God. I know some of you are looking at my preaching today.
Psalm 32. Do we have it ready? Psalm 32. Let's just take it scripture by scripture then. Psalm 32. Oh, brano so brenic lefto proste sit nama, lefto proketele, brados to sufre, kindrom bondi shelman get ni sucra act, si fret no suprenementis ket no sofra ha. There's someone here, all right? There's a contention about what belongs to your family from your mother's side. And there's a boomerang, there's a boomerang plan over the children, all right? All right? From some folks in the village. Huh? You, as the Lord lives, their hand will not perform their merchandise. Amen. The wickedness of the wicked is over. Indo practice sefrek, tombrana hakti, sidne tobro oshina, kam dorofrektis ketni frato sufrakata. Surely they will gather, but not by you. Naki to fractu supronomoteski, for the snare is broken. Makatis kepros kufrecto ponga. Kalasto, I stand as one called of God. Bento makilos parakia talagia kaposto sufrekite. Lendok umbracto suto rumanaki abate. Makuto sute, for we trust in God who delivered. Delivers and will yet deliver. Therefore, I decree, by the hand of the Lord, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus. And so be it now, in Jesus' name. Yes. 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 Trust us. There's someone, your sister is pregnant. Your sister is pregnant. There's someone here. Your sister is pregnant. All right. I'm not talking about Captain Michelle's wife. I'm talking someone here. Your sister. You have a sister who is pregnant. All right. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. She shall be delivered of the baby. No complications. What? Maski stafra has the shigas. Crack to sufrekti pete. Let those sufrekite. And every plan of the evil one will be carried headlong. It will not fulfill its purpose. Psalm 32 verse 7. Oh, you are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. Thou art my hiding place. Oh, you have to know who is writing this. This is David. Went through a lot. I mean, this guy was 17 years old. Did what nobody has done. Delivered the nation from national trouble. He was blessed with the princess, plenty money, and his family were freed from tax. Of a sudden, village people began to disturb him. And he escaped for his life into a cave. And while he's there in a cave, grieving, hoping someone will come to comfort him, lo and behold, the same people that came, the people who had 3 D's. 3 D's. They were in debt. They were depressed. These were the kind of people who came to him. Depressed, in debt, discouraged. And guess what? He prayed. You know, let me tell you, Satan works in such a, you know, an organized manner. And let me tell you what he does. The idea is to make you lose faith. You know, I was counseling with a lady on phone yesterday, praying with her. This lady, she's in her 30s. A barrister. For the past 5 years, she's been living hand to mouth. Things were tough. She called, she said, "Stop, I'm giving up. I'm just giving up." And immediately the Lord told me, "I bind that devil." Because the devil wants to help her end her life. Let me tell you, see, 99.9% of suicide is satanic. You do hear what I said? Forget human psychology. Forget all the psychology they are talking about. When demon left demoniac Gadara and went into the pigs. The Bible says the pigs, they charged 2,000 pigs. 2,000, not one, not two, 2,000. They charged into the river and committed suicide. Who told you it is psychological? That's why Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 5 from verse 5, he says, cast not your cares on him, for he careth for you. Then the next verse says, be vigilant, be sober. Your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion looking for whom he may devour, whom you resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the affliction is also among your brethren that are in the world. That means it's not only you that is going through what you're going through. Don't let Satan help you drag it out of proportion. Summon courage, be bold, be strong in your Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Like David, he says, he talked to his soul. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, it shall yet be the health of your countenance. He spoke to his soul. He educated his soul. Look at it. He says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Say after me, the Lord is my hiding place. He has preserved me. He is preserving me. He shall yet preserve me from all troubles. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of victory. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of victory. So I am not afraid. I will trust in you. Isaiah 43. Let it go on. Just slowly and quietly. Isaiah 43. And verse 2. When thou passest through the waters. Notice it says when, not if. So Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulations. You will have troubles. He says, but be of good cheer. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. I said, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. I said, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. You know, the Bible, when the Bible says Jesus was praying and blood came out of his skin. I went to study the medicine. There's a name they give it. It's a proof of pressure. That when pressure, all right, is so much that it will break the veins. Is it capillaries or not? I can't remember. And then blood will start coming out. That's why Jesus said, I feel so much troubled in my soul. Jesus. But he knew the answer. That's why I tell people, the greatest antidepressant is prayer. Pray until the peace of God mount guard over your heart. You pray. That's what I told them in first service. There's a place where you pray. You pray and pray. You pray prayer. Are you hearing me? This is not, I confess, I am of God. That's prayer of affirmation. We're talking about perseverance. We're talking about prayer. Some people in the holiness circles, they call it push. You pray until something happens. That means you get a note of victory. You pray until at the point of moment while you are praying, you don't just know. There's this joy that will just come from within. Sometimes you just start laughing. You don't know. Or sometimes there's this deep knowing. You just know, like you know your name, that thing is done. That's called note of victory. At that point when you get up, you begin to praise God. You begin to worship Him. It is when you prevail like that in prayer that nothing in the physical can stop you. I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Daniel, what? The three Hebrew guys were thrown into the fire. But get what? The fourth man was there. The fourth man was there. So they were not hurt. Daniel was thrown into the den. But guess what? The lions became friends. In other words, no matter what situation, there will be meat for you. You won't be hurt. Trust in your God. He will preserve you. Next, Psalms 12 and verse 5. For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Psalms 34 and verse 19. Many, Brother Egan used to say this, he says not few, he says many. Many, Psalm 34 verse 19, are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord does what? From some of them, how many? All. Verse 22. Psalm 34 and verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Psalms 46. Landroki. I want us to read Psalm 46 together. 3, 2, go. God is our refuge and strength. A fair praise. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Psalms 91. One day I will do a teaching on Psalms 91. See, Psalms 91 is a drama. A drama. I learned from Brother Kenneth Copeland many years ago. It's a theatrical drama. And you will know from the way the words were used. First person singular. Then you see where God will say, I will deliver him. He says, for he has set his face upon me. I will deliver him. I will keep him. Don't worry, I'll do a teaching on that. Psalms 91. On divine protection. There's a place of verse 2 where it says, I will say of the Lord. So there's a place, it's like three people. The guy will speak. Then God will say, then he says, I will deliver him. With long life, will I satisfy him. So it's a drama on protection. Psalms 91 verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Noisome pestilence. The bishop, David Oyedepo, he says, this COVID-19 thing is just noisome pestilence. That means a pestilence that has been made, that has too much noise. I have prayed for it for COVID-19 couple, and they got healed. And they are in, the husband is 72, the wife is 64. Did you hear what I said? And they got healed during the corona outbreak. What nonsense? Just noise. Just noise. Just noise. Sister Tori, she's not in church. Our sister was sick. They've taken her to all the hospital. They took her to India. Someone say India. Say India. The doctor could not see what to do. And I prayed from here. And the girl got healed. The girl is still healed and staying healed today. It's just noisome pestilence. Ariwo. Just noise. But whether it is noisy or not, look at it. It says it will deliver you from there. It will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 7, Psalms 91. A thousand shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Can you say amen to that? Verse 10. There shall no evil before you. There shall no evil before you. Neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. It shall come upon you. He shall call upon me. Psalms 91 verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. That means he is going to honor your call. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 2 Samuel 22. Scafroste scale prehetos. Oh. He says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. See, let me tell you, all these scriptures, you should have them. They are what I call the believer's arsenal. See, this is my deliverance notes I'm sharing with you. You have to confess deliverance over your life. Did you hear what I said? He has delivered, he shall yet deliver. Praise God. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. When you talk this way, and consistently so, trouble will be in trouble to trouble you. Everything in nature, everything in the spirit, they will rearrange themselves to create space for you. That one, don't touch him, just let him go. This one will not give up. Oh, ha ha. Then the last one. Psalms 121. Verse 7. Say, at I mean, the Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. Hallelujah. See, I can go this. Scripture is replete with examples where the believer, and even in the issue of demon, there are instances when Christians, out of ignorance, open themselves up for demonic affliction. Now, hear this: a believer cannot be possessed, but a believer can be obsessed and be oppressed by the devil. That's why the Bible says, our God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. You remember that woman who is a Jew? Though she's a daughter of the covenant, but Jesus healed her. She's been bound for many years. And Jesus said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be made freed from her infirmity? So it's possible to be in the covenant and be oppressed. Obsession. Oh yes, Satan can speak to your mind and help you begin to see all the troubles in your life that were not there. Help you magnify it. Until you see no good thing about yourself, and then you cry and call your friends to come and they cry with you. Eat your food and go, and continue the crying again. Makes no difference. Pity party. And then at the end of the day, you just say, I don't have any reason to live. And then suicide. That's how he does it. You know, let me tell you, the end result, let me tell you something. Do you know why? Sometimes you just say, why is everything? Am I the only one? Why is everything not good with me? You have to understand, that's how Satan works. Do you know what he wants to do? He wants to get you to quit. You remember Job? Think about it. A man so rich, the Bible says, is the richest in the East. Same day, Satan did a calculated attack. Boom! All the children died. Boom! The business failed. Boom! The idea is, while before he recovered from the first news, another one has come. Boom! Before he recovered from the last attack, another one has come. The idea, have you watched boxing before? The idea is to give him multiple blows so that he will collapse. And that's how Satan operates. See, why was it recorded in scripture? It's for us to learn. Whatsoever things were written aforetime, they were written for our learning. So we know, so Satan tries to, he will come with rush. He will try to rush you so that you will just give up. But don't give up, for greater is he that is in you than all the forces of demons in the world. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I pray for you. The Lord is your deliverance. He has delivered you. Let's read it again. Open to 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1. Let's read it again before we go. 2 Corinthians 1. In verse 9. But we add the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead. Verse 10. Who delivered, past tense, delivered us from a great death, and does deliver. In whom we trust that he will yet deliver. The Lord delivered. He is delivering. And he will yet deliver us. So start your day with that consciousness. I walk in deliverance. Listen, believers, we have been delivered to enforce deliverance. Do you understand what I'm saying? We've been delivered from the rule of Satan, so that now that we are in the marvelous light of God, in the kingdom of God's dear Son, we begin to enforce our deliverance. Do you understand what I'm saying? So get your semantics and your context right. Because listen, if you are not, look, when I was preparing for this message, if we mellow down on this thing, many Christians will suffer in silence. If we mellow down this thing, saying that, Christian doesn't need deliverance. I was counseling with a lady 2 weeks ago. Of course, she's not a member of this church, but she came once. And then I think it's during the, when, FYI, and then, real life issues there. Say, I don't, will you now say, don't worry, it's just your mind. It's just your mind. Somebody said that a lady of 28 is telling you that since 21, this thing has been happening to her. That anytime she wants to have a major breakthrough in her finances or something, or maybe she wants to get married, that anytime like that, she will just, even though if she's in the middle of the main road, cobwebs will just face her. Even if somebody be, and nobody will see the cobwebs, only her will see it. Don't worry, it's powerless pastors who talk that way. See, it's just your mind. It's just, you are thinking wrong. Bring the power of the devil. Devil is a bastard. Even if it's the mind, all right, break the power of the devil over the mind. What's all these psychological pastors who come and preach psychology? Take authority. And she's a prayerful girl. This is a lady that she's telling me her experience. This is somebody that does all night. If we mellow down on this thing, many people will suffer. A particular prophetess like that, I think his name is Billy Brim, I don't know, Sister Gloria Copeland, brought her on BVOV one time, and she was sharing how that she was in a particular community, and she noticed that the children in that area, they are committing suicide. Young age, just committing suicide. One night she was praying and God showed her that there's a demon over that area that is making young people to commit suicide. She took authority over it and the demon left the region. There are regional devil. Did you hear what I said? who tried to control the affairs of an environment. When you get there, you take authority. She took it the following week. The next city, news started breaking out that children in that area too are committing suicide. Children would just go to the river, small children, and they would go and drown themselves in that city. She was explaining it in BVOV. I saw an incident like that too in the book of Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin. Sometimes you see children in secondary school, they are saying GSS Karu is fighting GSS Agwandaji, and you think it's normal. Two small children in schools are fighting, they are booking a day to go and meet themselves to fight with knife, and you think it's ordinary. Demons everywhere. Take authority. Glory to God forevermore. Everything is not mind. Some things, there was a lady that came to me one time, all right. I mean, this lady, even though she prayed all night and sleep, that particular day, she told me she would wake up and then she would see things on her private part. And it's like, ah. And it's happening again and again. You better wake up. All this jung Christianity. Wake up. There is real warfare. And listen, in September, our fasting and praying, all right, we're going to be taking prayers in the morning. Amen. We'll send you the link. Join him. Amen. Warfare prayer. Week 1, worship prayer. Week 2, warfare. Week 3, we're going to give you all those breakdowns. All right, you join in. I will join in 30 minutes every morning, 6 to 6:30 on our Mix LR. We're going to work on all those things. All right, you join in, we'll pray. Badura. Praise God forevermore. Who delivered us from so great a debt and don't deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver. Praise God. Rise on your feet, everybody.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiry, counseling, prayer, and partnership, please call +234 8074 07 8566. We celebrate you.